effect of genetic testing. Both parents carried a gene they unknowingly passed on to their son Stephen. By the time little Stephen was 3, his brain was affected, and their lives were changed forever.
Oh, do you want to tell me something, huh?
The hindsight can really be brutal sometimes.
The Monicos made sure that when Jana was pregnant with another child, baby Carolyn, genetic testing was done in the womb. Carolyn also carried the gene. But when she was born, the doctors knew what to do. Again, Jana Monaco.
They administered an IV to get her fluid started and her first dose of carnitine. It was designed by the hour what to do with this baby once she was born.
Scientists are moving rapidly to tailor similar genetic tests to potential treatments for cancer, diabetes, and many other diseases. Dr. Francis Collins of the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, predicts this will happen soon.
Don't be surprised if in the next 5 years, when you need a medicine for something, somebody says to you, you know, before we do this, let's check your DNA and be sure this is what's right for you.
The scientists say they can retrieve a sample of your DNA by swabbing inside your cheek. In just a few minutes, they can see your entire genetic makeup. Dr. Collins says this will have a profound influence on treatment.
This is going to be, for the 21st century, what the discovery of antibiotics was for the 20th.
However, a review published in the Journal of the American Medical Association is not so optimistic about the short term. Dr. Maren Schooner, a medical geneticist at the University of California, Los Angeles, says her study shows that getting this advanced technology to most patients has been a problem.
The primary care workforce and other health professionals lack knowledge about basic genetic concepts, and they lack confidence in their ability to provide these services.
Dr. Schooner also says more specialists are needed in the field of genetics.
We need to train people to understand how best to provide these services.
Scientists say cost has been another factor. It cost hundreds of millions of dollars in research money to map out the first human genome. Today, that figure is down to a few hundred thousand and will be dramatically lower, they say, in a few years, as the technology becomes widely available to patients.
Good work, Stephen.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.